Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Peter Bradley, Associate Director with the Island Institute. And joining me on the phone is Skylar Wright. She is a Pacific High student moving into 11th grade, and she's going to be presenting at TEDx Sitka, which is coming up Sunday, July 20th. Good morning, Peter, and good morning, Skylar.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to start with speaking with Skylar about her presentation for TEDx. As I mentioned, Skylar, you are a student at Pacific High, and you were talking about cyberculture at TEDx. Can you tell us a bit about your topic?
Well, my topic is mainly about the gaps in our generations and how, like, the internet has separated us in a really big way, and it's kind of, like, changed our social behavior, and I guess I wanted to talk about that.
So you're talking about communication gaps between your generation and maybe older generations?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because there's a lot of things that I understand about the internet and basically things that I understand that my parents will never understand, things that I understand that my little sister will never understand, I guess. I mean, that's kind of an awkward way to live.
What are some of the repercussions you've noticed in your life or maybe the lives of your friends with this communication? It sounds like, from your perspective, it's more like a gulf, not even just a gap.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've noticed that there's been times when I should have gone out with friends and, like, make an attempt to meet new people, but I couldn't have been able to do that because I wasn't friends with them on Facebook, or I didn't have their phone number, and I wasn't willing to give anyone else my phone number, and that kind of, like, distanced me from people, like, when I first moved to Sitka. It was kind of strange, and it's, like, you can't go out and meet anyone anymore. You have to have already known them, kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is interesting, because it sounds to me, just generally, that you're going to be addressing maybe two different types of gulfs in communication that are rooted in being a person who's just immersed in cyberculture, which it sounds like you believe many of your generation are. So, and correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like one of those gaps might be between your generation and older generations, namely parents.
Yeah.
And another gap just might be communicating in general with the general public outside of the terrain of cyberspace and being awkward and not sure how to do this one-on-one in-person communication. Am I reading you correctly?
Oh, very well, actually. Because I guess, like, when I was talking to my mom about this, I was trying to explain to her, like, the difference between when she went out to go meet a friend or what she did when she went home. Like, okay, so she would go home, sit on her bed, read a comic book or something like that, or maybe call one of her friends on the phone. Whereas, like, my generation, I come home, I'm watching all these different YouTube videos all at once, and then I'll go on Facebook and talk to, like, five of my friends all at the same time. So information is spreading, like, 10 times faster, but it's different. I don't know how to explain it, because we don't know how to find each other, I guess, or find, like, create a community that's not outside of the cyber world.
So you're making all these observations. Are you making any moral judgments?
No, not really, because, I mean, it's just like, I don't know, there's really no right or wrong to it. It's just who we are now. There's no changing it. There's no wrong to it. This is just how we are now.
Well, what would you like to see come out of your talk at TEDx? A lot of people will be listening in, and a lot of people will be viewing you. What do you hope they take away?
I don't know. I just hope that we have an opportunity to all, like, leave the place on the same page, I guess.
And what do you hope that will generate?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Just, like, I want us to find a connection somehow.
Well, I'm very curious as to how someone in high school got connected with TEDx.
Oh, around earlier in the year, I remember Miss Ellen came up to me and she, like, was thinking about the idea of it, and then later on, a month before this month, she, you know, just presented, hey, do you want to do a TEDx? I'll give you the opportunity to just put yourself out there and have a lot of adults hear you. Say whatever you feel like saying. She let me come up with the topic entirely by myself, and I thought that was amazing. But, yeah, that's how.
Had you given any indication prior that you have something you want to say and that you're prepared to make a statement about it? Or did she just sense something in you?
Just kind of gave me the opportunity. And I've been through a lot of different experiences in the cyber world, like a lot of personal experiences that I kind of want to share, because it's kind of weird, like having like one of the most defining parts of your life happen to you in an intangible way. Like my education is in this piece of plastic, my family's in there, my friends are in there, but I can't detach myself from the valid human connections I've made through these pieces of plastic. And that's kind of strange.
And, you know, you are exploring thoughts that many others are, and including many prominent academics. And so you're in very good company. You've also had experience with cyberbullying, correct?
Yes, when I was very young, I was 13, and a close friend of mine sent a lot of really inappropriate messages about me. But the thing about it is, I could tell that she didn't really understand what she was doing, or like what she was, that she couldn't understand that what she was doing was wrong. And that it was having a big effect on me because, you know, she didn't have to get in trouble for it because the adult handling the situation didn't think it was a physical matter. But it was, I was really affected by it. And, like, a lot of kids in my school approached me about it, and we're all just confused because we're exposed to all of this, like, random intrusive imagery all the time. So we don't really know, like, without, and it's not in context either, so we're just kind of, like, have all this information that we don't know what to do with. And I was kind of targeted, and it wasn't until I left school that I, you know, distanced myself from that situation. And I want to kind of make that a physical thing for adults so they really do understand what cyberbullying is like. Instead of having, like, one kid be in conflict with you, you have an entire school in conflict.
You know, and that is really fascinating. And you keep mentioning the intangibility of being connected through cyberspace. And I think especially in terms of cyberbullying, this is one arena in which folks are really struggling to make the intangible tangible and figure out policies to address it and ways of addressing it for students and for parents and for educators and in terms of law enforcement. And it's very difficult.
Well, and I feel like a lot of it, too, is that, you know, my generation, we never had the opportunity to learn the physical consequences of verbal abuse. We don't get to see that other person cry or go through any of those things because we're so distant from it. And like I say in my talk, that, you know, verbal abuse or being pointlessly offensive corrupts character, whether you're an adult or a child. So we're just not making those human connections. We're not looking each other in the eye or willing to do that anymore.
Well, Skylar, you're going to be speaking with some really prominent thinkers at TEDx on the 20th, Ellen Weissman, Winona LaDuc, Luis Urrea. How are you feeling about that?
I'm kind of excited. It's just nice to have my voice put out there at this type of age and, you know, have someone listen to me, and especially people who are actually thinking about what I'm saying.
Well, I'm sure that there are many out there who are really looking forward to your talk.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Skylar.
Okay.
I'm going to leave you on the line while I speak with Peter, just in case there's anything you'd like to add, okay? Just speak up if there is.
Okay.
Well, Peter Bradley, Associate Director with the Island Institute. TEDx is coming up July 20th. You've been preparing quite a bit.
Indeed, yeah. I'm very excited for this event, and we've got six phenomenal speakers, and it's so nice to hear Skylar speaking about her talk, which sounds really valuable.
And who else is on the ticket?
Well, you mentioned Ellen Weissman, Winona LaDuc, and Luis Urrea, who are all in town for the symposium. But then we also have Solomon Endlich, a Californian studying physics in Switzerland, who is going to investigate the relationship between planets and their central star, and the possibility that every solar system doesn't look like our solar system, which is the sort of sole data point that we've been using, Solomon says, to understand the universe. We've been using our solar system as a presumed model for all solar systems, and it's clear to him and to the astronomy field that that is not the case. So he's going to try to open our minds to different possibilities.
Radical imagining about the universe.
Exactly. And thank you for saying that. The theme of the event is radical imagining. And we have six radical imaginers who are who take really novel approaches to the problems and questions that they are trying to investigate. We also have W.T. McRae and Andrew Hames speaking about musical theater. They're the directors of the musical theater camp that the Sitka Fine Arts Camp puts on every summer, where they stage a full Broadway-style musical, including costumes and set and light and sound, in just 2 weeks.
And with pre-professionals, with high school students.
Yes, exactly. So an incredible feat, and they're going to be speaking about how they put that together, and it will also be an opportunity to catch a brief performance by the musical theater camp itself.
Well, one thing I really appreciate about Sitka TEDx is that it mingles local thinkers with internationally acclaimed thinkers as well, mm-hmm. and puts everybody in an even playing field, but we all have ideas to share.
Absolutely. There's, as you could hear from Skylar, there are tons of amazing ideas right here in Sitka, and we're looking forward to exploring ideas from beyond and from here.
Well, this is the third year of TEDx?
This is the third year of TEDx. And hopefully it keeps going for many more.
Okay. Well, and how can people find out more about it?
Sure. There's a website, TEDxSitka.com, and the event is Sunday, July 20th, 7 p.m. in Otis Theater in Allen Hall on campus. And tickets are available at Old Harbor Books for $25.
Oh, great. Thanks so much, Peter, for joining us.
Thank you,
Skylar, for joining us as well.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Skylar Wright, who is an almost 11th grader at Pacific High, who'll be speaking at TEDx Sitka about cyberspace and our relationship to that and how that affects our relationships with others. I've also been speaking with Peter Bradley, Associate Director of the Island Institute, one of the organizers of TEDx. TEDx Sitka is coming up Sunday, July 20th, 7 p.m. at the Odessa Theater at Allen Hall. Tickets at Old Harbor Books for $25.